Parkour is a mental and physical activity, also known as the art of movement. It is mainly practiced outdoors, where participants use speed and agility to overcome structures such as walls and barriers without equipment. Kevin, an organizer of Montreal's Parkour Network, started 2 years ago and explains the basic ideas behind this growing phenomenon.
Just have to reach point A to point B the fastest as possible. That's who just jump around obstacles, and it's like about always go. And it's like in life. And you see an obstacle, just take the tools to go further.
Kevin and many others gather weekly at Olympic Stadium in Montreal's East End, using its concrete exterior as an urban playground.
Each Saturday at 3 o'clock, people just come here to train with everyone. There's a lot of obstacles, a lot of different things to do, and there's for each level. There's a lot of people today that just come, and that's the first time.
For 15-year-olds Dan and Matthew, two new recruits to parkour, it's been more than they've expected.
It's a lot harder than I thought it would be. Mm-hmm. You get a lot of exercise from it, and you can make up your own sort of like moves. And doing it here, there's so many things to like climb on and try new things, and it's just really fun.
It's a really good experience. Like, you get to experience new things. It's like a sport. It's an extreme sport. It's pushing your limits to do all your athletic abilities.
And Val Blant from the Winnipeg Parkour chapter showed up to help out a friend trying it for the first time. Then Blant took a moment to talk about some of the complex movements involved.
Well, when you're doing just pure parkour, there's jumps, vaults, rows, climbing, things like that. It's definitely about turning the city into a jungle.
Over the last few years, parkour has gotten serious attention in North America. Many internet videos have shown the physical prowess of parkour, which led many like David King from Los Angeles, California, to use it as a means of challenging the body.
It's actually getting a lot more popular now. Of course, it all started with David Yamakaze and Sebastian Foucault. It's brought out in the States now to where it's starting to go really more public. YouTube is one of the big bases of it that's actually making it more, you know, getting out there.
Now King is trying to bring parkour to a mainstream audience and looks forward to seeing it rise to that next level.
I'm a part of a federation called WFPF, World Free Running Parkour Federation, that we actually are starting a show on MTV, hopefully sometime at the end of this month in August. We're just trying to create a whole new movement and showing the evolution of what was going on then till like what it is now.
According to King, the reason why parkour is gaining so much in popularity is due to the physical and mental benefits of the activity, where mind is completely over matter.
The reason why a lot of people actually get interested into it now is because it's just the overall strength that we actually show a lot of people, you know? It's like there's certain sports out there that like, you know, focus on certain things, but for us, like we focus on everything as far as like every muscle group, different aspects of the body, and you know, physically and mentally at the same time.
And Kevin says the one thing that must be remembered when participating is that it's not like a traditional sport at all.
Some people think that it's a competition, so I'm better than you, but it's not. In fact, the parkour idea just help everyone.
At the Olympic Stadium in Montreal, I'm Adam Bema.